Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thisweekingeek. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I'm Jamie Johnson, and I'm here with Mike the Birdman Dodd. Say hi, Mike!
Hi!
Today, we're going to do an epic episode because both me and Birdman love Mega Man. And, as most of you probably know, the 25th anniversary just passed, and they released another game for it. So we thought we would talk about Mega Man in its last 25 years, and maybe some upcoming what we think the future will be. So, what do you think about that, Dodd? You have a very puzzled face.
Yeah, I was just about to say, well, you're welcoming them back, which we just started the show, so I'm just wondering where we're coming back from.
Well, they have not been listening to this one. Shut up!
Yeah, there you go. I'm confusing you with my radio wizardry.
They are coming back to listen to us yet again, okay?
Yes, that's true. So hopefully you guys have been checking out the cool content we've had out on the site this week. Obviously, probably the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. The Twig Topic Show, where we talked about Firefly. But also, I do have to thank our very many wonderful sponsors, including OffWorldDesigns.com, your geeky t-shirt one-stop shop. Also, BigAndTallMart.com, where if you're a chunky dunk like me, trust me, they are very cool. Use Geek10, get 10% off orders $50 or more. GameAccess.ca, trust me, why would you want to pay for games when you can just rent them? And SFI.org, Starfleet, the world's largest Star Trek online fan club, the primary people behind Future Imperfect. So,
yay for sponsors!
Yay for sponsors! They give me monies and stuff.
Yeah, they don't give me money.
I know, I'm sorry. This is one of the few shows I don't have sponsored yet. I'm working on it. But yeah, as we always do, we always talk about the games that we've been playing over the past week. I'm still playing Metal Gear, and I am still playing Skyrim. Games that are, well, very long in certain ways. I'm still working through the Metal Gear VR missions. I will never place first in all these missions. I will never unlock the high-frequency sword. And I will never get to know how cool that is. I've unlocked everything else in this game except that.
Maybe I'll have to do it for you.
You know what? I'm totally fine with that. I'm completely okay with this being being my future. I'm hoping some of the new DLC will come out soon. I do have the Metal Gear 4 Raiden skin. I didn't realize how stupid he looked. In Metal Gear 4, I'm like, oh man, he looks awesome. Now, 3 years later, I think I may have to rethink that opinion.
I need my eyes to be checked.
Yeah, I didn't realize just how bloody stupid he looks.
I've still been playing Final Fantasy X. And I've also been playing a free MMO called Elsword. It's very manga / anime based. A lot of fun. Check it out. And don't be tempted by the microtransactions, because I don't want you to be poor afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of what I liked about Dead Space 3. The microtransactions are completely optional, because they built a glitch into the game where you can just infinitely gather resources.
Well, they're optional in Elsword too. They're just so fucking convenient, so you really want to do them.
See, that's why I like microtransactions. Like, if I don't want to waste time grinding...
Well, time is money, right?
So yeah, exactly.
Like, fuck this, I'm just going to pay for it. Technically, it's the same.
I think there was like a game, it was like a Tales game, Tales of Vesperia or some shit like that for the Xbox a couple years ago. You could pay for levels.
What?
Yeah, if you didn't want to grind, here's a buck.
here's
five levels. Yeah.
Level up. Yay.
Fucking A, I would totally do that. Hey, I'm level 99, I've spent maybe $5-6. I'm going to walk through this game now.
I don't think I could condone that.
I could. What, as you said, time is money.
I'm a cheap fuck when it comes to stuff that I can earn.
Oh, yeah, but you also have nothing but time on your hands right now. Time is money, motherfucker.
I still have artwork to do.
That's true. But still. But like Jamie said, yeah, we're going to talk about the Mega Man franchise today. 25 years. Back in December, we got Mega Man X Tekken. Street Fighter. I don't know. Whatever.
For a second there, I thought you said 25 years ago we got it.
I'm yeah, like, yep, 25 years ago.
I think we got Mega Man 1.
Maybe. And yeah, I mean, actually, it turns out, I think I actually know the guy who developed this game.
Did you say X Tekken?
Yeah.
X Street Fighter.
X Street Fighter. What the fuck ever?
That'll be like next Street year. Fighter, so it's different for you. For me, I could give less of a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not a big Tekken guy. But anyway.
Back into it.
Back into it. And yeah, I think I actually know the guy who developed this. If it's the guy I think it is, I might have played D&D with him last week. So listen to these warriors are terrible this week, and I'll let you know for sure. Because we're future casting. I know I've just destroyed the illusion of radio, but moving on. So my first Mega Man game was actually not the first one.
Neither was mine.
Mine was Mega Man 2, and I actually got this when I was in Florida with my grandmother, one of the few times we went away on vacation when I was a kid. And I got it around Christmas time, and I really, really liked it. And I became a Mega Man nut not too long after that. And I actually inherited Mega Man 1 because the video store that I rented it from that weekend burned it to the ground. So I was like, fuck yeah, free game. What are you going to do? Track down the records that don't exist?
Back then you would have been like, free game. Nowadays you'd be like, fuck, I should have got the box from them.
Exactly. Wait, I've got eBay for that shit. But yeah, I remember I was at my friend Quincy's house and we're going back to return the game because he lived in this little town near my place called Wyerton, and we're driving there and we just wonder why there's all these cars on the road. We're like, okay, that's a little weird. So we go with his mom and dad. Oddly enough, the dad was named Blair. So, man, there's always been a Blair in my life. Weird.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's this big biker guy.
Oh, that's even worse.
So anyway, we go there, and the fucking place is a cinder. Just totally torched. And
were you taking the Mega Man back to return it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're like, oh. And I look at Quincy. I just grab it out of his hand. Mine now. It's totally worth it. He's like, Mike. I'm like, oh, here's fucking $10. Go away.
My first Mega Man was actually Mega Man 3. Basically, my brothers got it somewhere from like a pawn shop. That's how most of our video games were. And I just loved the difficulty, even as a kid, because everything was difficult as a kid, but I don't know, it was something about the gameplay that was just awesome, because everybody had Mario back then, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, you're just jump man, you jump, 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 and then Mega Man comes along, and you're like, I'm jump and shoot man, I get to fucking jump, I get to shoot, except you couldn't jump on things, you die.
Yeah, there were very few things you could actually jump on.
And it was just so much more difficult, so it was like a lot of fun to like.
It was different.
Brothers, I can make it further than you. No, I can make it further than you.
And the fact that you could choose your own destiny, so to speak, you could choose how you wanted to tackle the stages.
Yeah, it was. I always remember with Mega Man 3, two of the most ridiculous bosses ever. Top Man.
Love Top Man.
Which I was like, what? And like he spins and stuff, and then he throws tops, and then when you get his power, you throw tops, and you're like, this doesn't make sense, but okay, I'm a kid, I don't give a shit. And then Snake Man, I always found his stage really weird.
Because fantastic like music in that stage.
Oh yeah, fucking one of the best soundtracks ever.
Now, I actually have a story about Mega Man 3. And my ass.
Whoa. Okay, go.
I hacked a game with my ass.
You hacked a game with your ass.
Yeah, okay. So I am maybe 10, maybe 9 at this point. Once again, I'm in Florida, and I bought this game with my paper route money.
For a second there, I thought you said you bought it with your ass.
I bought it with my ass.
Man, you were a whore as a kid.
Fucking A, totally pimp daddy sweetness.
Oh, boy.
So I brought my Nintendo to Florida because I go with my grandmother and her friend. What the fuck am I going to do? It's not like I'm going to go play bingo. They went to go play bingo. They left me alone in the hotel room.
Oh, bingo.
I played Nintendo. I'm completely fine with this. So
it wouldn't be. That was the greatest thing as a kid. It'd be like, go play your Nintendo. Okay.
So what happened is, I remember I had the second controller plugged in, and I think I sat on the second controller. So I'm just playing, like, fuck, who cares? I'm playing, I get hit in Gemini Man's stage, and I fall down a pit. The game still keeps going. I'm like, I should be fucking dead. I press A on my controller, and I jump right to the top of the screen. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I can't die. Nothing can kill me.
Like, for the rest of the game?
Or yeah.
Like, you actually managed to beat that stage?
Yeah, as long as you held right or left on the second player's controller, you were invincible. What? Now, you could not shoot your regular plasma as if you had no life. You were essentially a ghost. But if you had weapons like, say, Needle Man or Snake Man or something, as long as you had a weapon that wasn't plasma, you could use it.
You were fucking invincible.
Yeah, it was really... I'm pretty sure that's how I'm remembering it. But I remember I used to have my grandmother or her mother's friend put my controller under a chair. They would sit on the chair. I'm like, just make sure that button never lets go. And that's how I discovered my first hack as a kid.
I think what I might have to do here is I'm going to have to take a picture of your ass and I'm going to have to write Hacksaws over it. And that's going to be your new profile picture.
I love it. Yeah, it was really friggin' weird. I just remember this because it was the first time I'd ever discovered anything. And that's the first time I started thinking about video games in a completely different manner. And it was because of Mega Man. I rented Mega Man 4. Back when video rentals were a thing. And that was the cool thing. I know people like James Rolfe have talked about this endlessly. They talk about going to the video store on a Friday night and that was your weekend. You rent a game for 2 days. You pay $5-$6 and that was it.
That was a golden age.
That was so much fun. I miss that time. Because you'd get you and your friends over, you'd rent a movie or a game, you'd hang out. Nowadays, we all hang on Xbox Live and I don't know.
It's not the same. It's not like, hey, we're on the couch together, we're shooting the shit, whatever. It now it's just like, hey, what's up? No, you again?
Yeah, it's like, weird.
Because, like, you're always in contact, but you're not. So it's just a different experience.
Yeah, it's like personality has just been stripped out of it. But
it's funny. The more communication technology we have, the less communication we have as a human race.
It's weirdly philosophical.
So I actually only ever played Mega Man 3 as a kid.
Yeah.
Out of all the classic series. Did you actually get to play like all of them?
Yes. And I actually got the fifth one on the street for 50 cents.
What?
Okay. This kid was trying to hawk his collection, I guess, to buy a Super Nintendo.
Oh, fuck. And that makes sense, actually.
And the pawn store turned him down. And Mega Man 5 was the only one I didn't have. Nice. So I'm talking with his mom. He's like, well, how much you got? I got 50 cents. She's like, you know what? I'll take it. So I grabbed the kid and I hugged him. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Mega Man 5! And
immediately he's like, damn, I sold it for 50 cents. This guy loves it.
Oh my god, it was so cool. And then I did the ultimate bonehead maneuver. Years or a few months later, I sold almost all my Nintendo games for $10 a piece to buy a Super Nintendo. And then I sold them all again last year.
Yeah.
That's okay. I got Mega Man Collection on the Xbox. And I'm downloading it on the 3DS right now, which is great.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they have that collection.
See, that's something I'm really glad they're doing with the 25th anniversary. Capcom is every month they're releasing a new Mega Man game on the 3DS virtual console. And it's really cool because my friend Justin Eacock, you may know from my PAX trips and MAGFest, he's never played the Mega Man games before. And he's playing them portable, which nice. I think is really cool. Now, this is really weird. I had one of those cell phones that was a flip phone, right? So you'd have the keypad and whatever.
I had one of those in high school.
Yeah, so I had a flip phone.
I hope you don't mean as a kid.
No. Yeah, fuck. I'm not that old. So I had this maybe, I think I was in first or second year college, and I downloaded Mega Man 2 on a cell phone.
That's awesome.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to try and I could only ever beat Flashman.
I remember trying to play fucking Tetris on a flip phone, and that shit is not fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember playing this game, and I'm thinking, you know what? I might be able to beat the regular bosses, but I am fucked when I get to Quickman stage, and I am fucked when I get to any Dr. Wily stage. Yeah. I cannot do this using a numerical keypad. It is impossible.
It is fucking so annoying using numerical keypads.
But yeah, it's just, it's so weird though that they would port Mega Man to all these really unusual systems. I was really surprised when they put out the Mega Man collection on the Xbox back in the mid-2000s. It came out for the Xbox, the GameCube, and the PS2. There was also the Mega Man X collection, but we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a very long love affair with the series. The only one I've never beaten was number 6, just because I never had it for very long.
Yeah. Did you ever have Mega Man and Bass? It's apparently the hardest one in the classic series.
I have not done that one, unfortunately.
It came out in 1998, so I think it might be near like the X series, so it probably got overlooked. I can't remember.
Was it like a PlayStation title?
Because
98 would have been well over the end of the end.
I've played it on emulator. I can't remember what it was for. Let me check here. It's apparently on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
Super Famicom, Game Boy Advance. So yeah, over here we'd only have it on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, the Super Famicom, or not Super Famicom, the Game Boy Advance ones, I never picked those up until they were ported to the DS for the Mega Man Zero series.
We'll talk about that one in a minute too. I love that one. Also, I guess Mega Man 9 and 10 came out kind of current age, except they remade it in the old style, which...
9 is fucking impossible.
I have not been...
Holy shit. I mean, there is... Okay, there is Nintendo hard, and then there's kick you in the jaw, take your girlfriend, and drain your bank account hard.
See, I'm not sure if it's actually that hard, or if it's... We've become so accustomed to easy games.
No. It is that hard. Well, I will pay you if you can beat that fucker without a continue. Lives are okay. Continues are not.
In the words of Barney, challenge accepted.
Yeah, fucking A. Good luck to you, man. It is so hard.
So one thing about 10's Mega Man, easier, though, it's always got challenges around it.
Oh, God, yeah. And
remember when I tried to play Mega Man 1 here while we were doing the Mass Effect...
Live stream thing?
Live stream for the, like, 72-hour straight or whatever?
Yeah, and the fucking jumps.
I was raging so hard at Mega Man 1. Because I was like, I should be able to beat this. Why can't I beat this? But I was playing it on the collection, so... I don't like the controller for playing like Xbox or GameCube or anything. I'd rather the classic NES.
See, that's why I kind of don't mind them on the virtual or on the 3DS. But even still, you have to wrap your mind around it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, I have to remember the buttons are switched. Because So unlike AB, it's weird. I mean, I kind of wish I had a. I guess if I play these games on my virtual console, it won't be so big a deal because I can just put the Wii classic controller there. I'm pretty sure there's someone at my door, but I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe it's FedEx.
So I'm gonna we're gonna take a 30-second break, guys,
just in case we're about to die.
Just in case. So we'll be right back right after this random sound clip.
This isn't a newspaper. It's a mega map to the warp of life.
Isn't that the warp zone that's supposed to be able to make things come alive?
Alive? Mega wow! That's just what I need!
Alright, welcome back, guys. I'm not going to explain why we had to stop. I think Dodd should.
Yes. Well, you should stay tuned for These Warriors Are Terrible. I just got another book from Pathfinder, from Paizo Publishing. You should definitely check these guys out. And the
it
random
was
voice
on at the door, the whole website.
Yeah, Amazon. Yeah. They just showed up with all their RP. God damn, that would be awesome.
That would be, imagine he just shows up at the door and he's just like,
"What do you want?
What do you want? I got this whole truck here. You can just browse.
Just give me a list and I'll be back." But yeah, so I got another RPG book out of Amazon. So thank you guys. So yeah, back to Mega Man.
I forget what was happening.
Yeah, we were talking about, I think, or just transitioning into the different tiers, I was talking about how I never beat Mega Man 6, and obviously I just issued you the challenge. Good luck beating Mega Man 9.
Yeah.
There is an achievement on Xbox, on obviously it'll be for PlayStation as well, to go through the entire game without getting hit once.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'm not doing a challenge accepted on that.
Like,
one.
Fuck off. There's no way.
Like, I've seen people do speedruns and shit on YouTube.
They must be tool assisted
or
something.
A lot of them are tool assisted, so it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, no, good friggin' luck. I'm sure somebody out there in our audience is like, yeah, well, I did it.
Well, yeah, I mean, fucking, some people are just completely and utterly godlike at Mega Man. I'm good at Mega Man, but I'm not fucking insane.
See, I'm really good at the old ones. I'm, the X series, I was pretty good at.
I love that.
But, yeah, and I guess we should kind of talk about that one. I guess that's where we'll transition into.
Well, I mean, timeline-wise, that's pretty much where we're going.
Yeah. Mega Man X, the first one, I actually got completely by accident.
Really?
Yeah. What happened is, for those of you that live in Canada, there was a store that used to be called Byway.
And,
yeah, it was the black and white store.
Oh.
And they carried a weirdly high number of video game stuff. I got the entire Legend of Zelda toy line there and the original Resident Evil toy line. I need to buy those. Don't let me forget that.
I'm going to let you forget that just to help your addiction here of toys.
Oh, I love toys. and I saw it brand new in the package, shrink-wrapped, $10. This is probably 97, 98, something like that. And I bought it on my lunch from school. Because my high school wasn't too far away from this Byway, so I came back to school with all these Resident Evil toys and Mega Man X. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't know they made Mega Man 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm playing it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome. One of the few times I can distinctly remember from my childhood thinking, I really dig a game soundtrack.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And this is the first and only time I've ever written Mega Man fan fiction. I will never do it again.
You wrote a Mega Man fan
Shut fiction? The fuck up. Yes, I did.
We have verbal proof now. And wait, can we find this somewhere?
No, I never posted it. This is before the internet was a thing.
There's no notes somewhere?
There's no notes, but I can tell you about it. I invented a new character, or I can't remember what it was. I invented a new X-Hunter. Yes. I'm trying to think. The character's name was Crystal.
Crystal.
And she
Crystal
was a...
Man? Crystal woman?
She was a female X-Hunter, or Maverick Hunter, and her ability affected time dilation. So she was kind of like a female version of Flashman. She could slow down time, but not stop it.
Oh.
So because gravity affects time. Cool. So she could intensify the local gravitational field. Yeah, I was a science nerd even as a kid. And then I had another person named Quantum, whose ability was like lasers or something like that. And they were really, really powerful lasers, because I just learned about this cool thing called string theory.
Isn't there a Crystal Man in like Mega Man 9 or 10 or something?
Something like that.
I can't fucking... Gemini Man.
Gemini Man, yeah, in number 3. So but yeah, that's how I got into the X series, and then... I was really surprised that they took Mega Man in such a different direction, saying Thomas Light is dead, Dr. Light's dead, and it's the future.
Well, especially if you thought it was Mega Man 10, right?
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
See, with me, I was actually the exact same. I went to, my local rental store, actually in Shelburne here, and at the time, this was the time when I was kind of balancing between Mega Man X and Final Fantasy III all the time. Because, like you said, back then we rented for like 2 days. And if somebody came and rented it before you got to rent it again, they probably deleted your save file if it was Final Fantasy III.
Dicks.
Yeah. So Mega Man X was... I think it still had a password system in the very first one. Yes,
yeah,
it did.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. When I saw it, since I had only played Mega Man 3, right? When I saw it, I'm like, wow, they're all the way to fucking 10 now? So I rented it, and it blew my fucking mind. Because you could dash, you could jump, you could wall slide, you could charge your thing. Because remember, I hadn't played like 6 and all that. I was like I went from 3 to fucking X.
Yeah, because the charge ability didn't come in until number 4.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5, yeah. And so it just blew my fucking mind. Like, everything about that game was entirely different and enhanced. So, like, I just had, like, Well, back then I probably didn't even know what a nerd was, but I probably had a nerdgasm.
I remember the nerdgasm I had when you got Zero's cannon.
Zero's? Oh, yeah.
And you could charge the other weapons.
Dude, everything about the first level in Mega Man X is just, like, seriously. I actually found it really funny looking back at this, looking back at the fact that, like, when Zero comes in, the very end of the very first stage, you fight Vile. And the whole stage, like, you fight mini-bosses and stuff, and you're just like, this guy's so strong, but there's no life bar. Coming from Mega Man 3, I'm like, I remember life bars.
Mm-hmm.
Have they taken out life bars? So, fucking, you're fighting the last boss of this stage, and it's Vile, and this giant friggin' mech. He has no life bar. He's kicking the living crap out of you. And, of course, me being, you know, I have to be super skilled at these kind of games. So, I was, like, when he gets you to low life, he starts shooting out those little plasma bolts, and you're like, fuck, I avoided every single one.
And so then the battle just didn't end.
So, of course, because he charges at you in between it, you can die here. You're supposed to be hit by one of those, and he captures you. But for, like, I think 4 deaths in a row, I didn't get captured. I just got smoked by him and died. I'm like, what the fuck? How the hell am I supposed to beat this? Finally, he captures me. And he, like, lifts you up, starts, like, crushing you. And you're like, oh, okay, I was supposed to have this happen. And you're like, fuck, like, this guy was a badass, apparently. And then you just hear, like, the charge shot, and you're like, what the fuck? And it just comes in, tears off this guy's arm, and you're like, huh, the fuck was that? And Zero comes dashing on the screen. Once again, you've never seen Dash, especially if you've only played fucking 3. I never even saw the damn slide tackle thing.
That was in 3.
It was. Oh, yeah. It's,
and you only really had to use it in Needle Man stage and Top Man stage.
Yeah, so, like, I had very little exposure to that. And, well, red's my favorite color, so instantly I saw Zero and was just like, fuck yeah, this guy's awesome. But it was just so epic, that moment. And, well, for people that don't know, Zero is my favorite character of all time for any mechanical series. So, yeah. What was your experience with that first time? Did you actually just get caught right away and not die fucking 4 times?
I think I remember dodging the first couple of them, and then my, like, finger slipped or my attention wandered for just a second. I'm like, oh, fuck. But yeah, I remember that, and I remember getting my first armor pieces.
Oh, yeah, that, like, oh my god.
I was convinced for years that you couldn't get the arm cannon before Zero. I had no idea it was hidden in Sting Chameleon stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's 2 different versions, too, eh?
Isn't Zero slightly more powerful?
I think it's either more powerful with the one part of the blast, but the other cannon that you can get is actually larger, so it has, like, multiple hits, too. So in the long run, it's actually stronger. So yeah. If you seek it out, you're actually stronger than you would be if you use Zero's cannon. For people that don't know, later in the game, you meet Zero, he's all fucked up. And he gives you his arm cannon.
Although, I will say, I never much cared for how they treated Zero in the Mega Man X series. Like, oh, he's evil. Oh, he's been blowing the shit.
He dies a lot.
Yeah. Like, he's like their version of Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it's kind of like he gets fucked up, and then he comes back. And then he gets fucked up, and then he comes back. And, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too. The Mega Man X story, as cool as it is, never took itself seriously for more than, like, a game. I think the first 3, they cared a lot.
They were really good, the first 3, yeah.
Mega Man X4, I was okay with 4. It was, then it started to turn into stupidity.
I think it was either X4, I think it was X5, actually, was where the story was actually supposed to end.
Yeah, because then you get, planned, like, the giant space station or whatever.
Well, yeah, like, the story ends with, I think, Zero, like, sacrificing himself and everything being good.
Yeah.
Because it's either X5 or X6 where the Zero virus comes in.
I think it's 5.
That's where the next thing if it was X5, then the Zero virus is there, but it's not, like, prominent. In, I think, X6... the whole thing is Zero's dead and the Zero virus is, like, fucking everything up. That was all unplanned shit. That was, like, we meant to end the series at X5, but the series was making money, so we made more.
Yeah, and then it just got all convoluted and they started adding new characters like Axel and Duo.
Yeah.
And just it just got fucking retarded.
As soon as they added, like, Axel and started going, like, more 3D rather than full-on side-scrolly,
The thing. I mean, the series started out so strong and then ended on such a whimper. Too, yeah. Although there are games we're actually forgetting to mention. Do you remember Mega Man Soccer?
I remember seeing it in a ROM. I never saw it physically.
I saw it once when I was a kid. Once. And I wish I fucking bought it.
I can't believe
it. Obviously, I wouldn't have it now because I'm a moron.
But, I mean, seriously, like, what the fuck?
Mega Man Soccer, of all things. Yeah, I saw it for $15 in a Hawk shop.
Is that on Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Mega Man 7, which I've only ever played on emulator. Never owned it. But yeah, just, I don't know. Something about the Mega Man storylines, they started to get really dumb. Or they got overly complicated for no reason.
Yeah, I think, well, the thing that was great about Mega Man is it was always simple. Dr. Wily was being a dick. He made a bunch of robots to fuck up the world. You go fuck them up. You kick him in the nuts, take him to jail, and the next game he breaks out and does it again.
Yeah, you get some cool powers, get some cool set pieces, and it's almost always a great soundtrack.
Yeah, and with X, it was basically the exact same until about that X5, because they were like, we're going to add in a little bit of story, and then after X5, it was like, they thought too much about the story.
Yeah, it got overly complicated, like, X has become this recluse and all this stupid shit, and it got really dumb, and I remember specifically, when they started naming the bad guys after animals, I was okay with that. Until they started naming them after the fucking Guns N' Roses. Duff McWhalen? Eat shit, man.
It was kind of, in one way, yeah, what the fuck, but in another way, they were doing it as a tribute to rock bands, because Mega Man...
Duff McWhalen is the stupidest name on the face of the planet.
I know, but it's just one of those things developers sometimes do to try to tribute something that they love, but...
Duff McWhalen!
They should have put it in the credits, having a normal name and then being like, a.k.a. Duff McWhalen.
That's what we should call this episode. Duff McWhalen. Oh, fucking hate that name. That's what the series... I hate to say it, but that's when the X-Series lost credibility with me. Like, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah, it was... Well, I mean, but see, the great thing about the X-Series is they were always increasing the customization of X kind of thing. So, like, in the first one, like you said, it was fucking epic that you were like, hey, I can get new armor pieces. It was either X2 or X3 where they full-on just... You were, like, obtaining the full armor.
X3, yeah. Do you
remember the Shadow Armor?
Yeah, the Gaia ninjas. Armor and all that shit.
I'm a sucker for ninjas, and the Shadow Armor was just fucking epic. You could actually run, climb, and everything on spikes. It was fucking epic, and you threw shurikens.
And you also had different mechs, too, that could different shit.
The fucking mechs in the X-Series... I always found it really cool that... If you, like, boosted really fast and you saw a guy about to get into a mech, you could just blast him and then take it. Fuck you, mine.
Yeah, like, that's cool because...
Grand Theft Auto Mega Man!
The series kept evolving with that. And, like I said, it was genuinely entertaining. And the fact that they take the time to give really good artwork...
Oh, yeah.
...too. Like, I loved it when they'd give these beautiful pieces of artwork that would act as cutscenes. Or I loved it when they did animated cutscenes for Mega Man X4. But God, did I hate the voice work. If there is ever a series that has been so disrespectful to its voice actors, it is Mega Man. Mega Man...
Most of the time they kept it in Japanese in the later ones.
Yeah, but...
they were just like, fuck this.
But for the ones that were American, I mean, have you played Mega Man 8?
8?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where he sounds like a little kid. Like, he's not even a little kid. He sounds like...
A toddler.
Ah!
And Dr. Light sounds like fucking Elmer Fudd's slightly retarded cousin. Like, just Jesus.
So you're going to keep throwing out these terrible things. I'm going to keep throwing out the good things. Mega Man X, getting the Hadouken.
Cool. The Hadouken, the Shoryuken. See, that I'm really glad they hid little things like that in there. Yeah, it was awesome when I Hadouken fucking Sigma. Like, eat shit, boom, dead.
Yeah, and it was funny because I think you couldn't do it if your life bar wasn't full or something.
Yep, you couldn't do it if your life bar wasn't full and if your health
is. If you fuck up, you're screwed if you rely on that shit. But it was just so epic because it, like, one-shotted everybody.
There was one bad guy. I can't remember. I think he was the... one of he was a spider boss. I can't remember what game he was in.
I can't remember.
Was it the first one?
Maybe.
Or Web Spider. I
haven't played them all in a while, so.
But I remember this because this is the one piece of sound design I think that was so hilarious. When the spider's crawling, just listen and think the word shit.
Because
once you hear it, you could never unhear it.
I think it actually was an X, and it was a mini boss in the Wily, well, not the Wily stages, but the Sigma stages.
I think, yeah, that or...
Because I remember it actually it going back and forth and all that in the pattern. I think it was...
And it was a pain in the ass.
It was one of the early X's.
But, exactly that one I've never quite forgotten.
I can't remember if it was X4 or 5. It must have been 4. You actually got the option to play a 0.
Yep,
you got if to play a 0. If he died, you never got to use him again in that game.
I didn't know that. Well, I never died as 0, so that's how I never knew. Yeah, no!
Well, the very first one that you got 0, it was like, holy shit, you get to play as the S-Hunter or Maverick Hunter 0. But it was one of those things, like, you could call him in as Mega Man, and he would come in, and then you were him for the rest of the stage. But
no, you're thinking Mega Man X3.
Is it 4?
Yeah, 4 you could play as 0 full on.
Oh, okay, yeah. So 3, you could call him in, and he was just epic, and he had all these abilities that you didn't even know how to use. But if you, like, fell down a pit or something, it would just say he's unavailable now for the rest of the game.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. It was one of those things that's like, this is super awesome, and if I can be super good with him, then sweet. And then, yeah, I think it was X4 or whatever, you actually got to choose to play as him.
Yeah, and you could get, and you got different moves for your sword instead of actual power-ups.
Well, they were sort of power-ups.
They were power-ups, like, but they weren't, like, blasters.
Yeah, like, if you killed the fire guy, he would get, like, the flame sword, where it was, like, you had, it wasn't a, hey, I change my ability and then use it. It was...
I'm adapting.
You actually had to use your the D-pad in certain directions or certain ways, and then he would do that. So like,
yeah, so it was like Street Fighter.
Yeah, he was fucking epic. It was Zero.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Although Zero's voice actor, once again, got really cheaped out when you hear it.
I think it's part of the anime. My buddies, when we were in school, because I always loved Mega Man, and we always like played the music and stuff, just for something to listen to. But one of them stumbled on, it's a voice clip from, I'm fairly sure, the anime, where Iris, his, like, lover, dies.
Yeah.
And it's got the terrible fucking voice actor. It's like, Iris! Iris! Iris!
And then he's like, I will never forgive you! Like, yeah, that
it was
stupid.
It was so fucking bad. Like, for the rest of the year after we found that was, like, just a thing. Like, anytime somebody was, like trying to do a presentation or something, and it was just taking forever, and it was boring as fuck, somebody would just hit play on that, and it was just, you'd hear it in the background, and they'd just be like, fuck. Like, they just knew that they were like, fuck, this sucks.
Oh. Although I will say the X series, we're definitely going to talk about this probably next week when we talk about franchise reboots. The X series needs to come back.
I would like it to come back as, well, I'll say this next week too, fucking, it needs to come back as a remake.
Yeah.
I do not want to see it rebooted, because reboot generally means a change of gameplay.
See, style. I'd be okay with a reboot only if they took the story more seriously.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, once it gets past number 4, it gets ridiculous.
Reboot the story, I don't care. Don't reboot the side-scrolling gameplay.
Yeah.
Because
like,
that's always where Mega Man's been the best.
Yeah, I mean, moving on to the next one. This is one I don't have a lot of experience with, so this will probably be more where you play it. I played it on the DS when it was released as the Mega Man Zero Collection.
Zero, it was called, was it Mega Man X-Zero or just Mega Man Zero? It was Mega Man Zero, right?
Yeah, Mega Man Zero.
Yeah, they always tried to be kind of confusing because it was actually in the X universe, just way in the future.
Something like 1,000 years or something like that?
Yeah, it was a long time in the future, and basically, there's actually a game before that. There was X Command Mission. That was like an RPG one.
I thought was actually really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
Play through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only played like the first couple stages.
I liked it.
Anyway, back to Zero Series. There was also like Legends Series. I didn't get into that one. I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, that's one I never played, and that was with Mega Man Volnut, or whatever.
Yeah, like he didn't wear the helmet.
And Tron Bond, he had like a different arm or something.
Yeah, there's probably a whole following that's hating us for not knowing anything about it right now, but fuck them.
Yep. He said it, not me.
No, we love everybody. We love Mega Man. It's just sometimes we don't get to play everything. I know that people have been really wanting a Legends 3 to come out. Which I might try it if it does.
It got canceled.
Oh, did it?
Which is stupid because like we don't have enough support.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess that'll be part of our the current age later.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues with Mega Man. Anyway, back to the Zero series. So yeah, it was mostly on Game Boy Advance. I actually really enjoyed this series. I only played, I think, 2 out of the 4 that came out.
Yeah.
Basically, they went back to Mega Man X roots, except you were playing as Zero, and there was a lot more customization.
And it was a radical redesign.
Oh, yeah. Like, graphics, everything. Like, it was still side-scrolling, but it was...
Like, cel-shaded or something?
Sort of, but not really. It was more cartoony, brighter colors. And Zero was not the same Zero. He looked a lot different.
But he was the same character.
Yes and no, because he was... Well, for anybody that... Well, you know what? Spoilers. If you don't want to hear it, fucking stop listening. For just like a minute. Basically, he's actually a clone of the original Zero. And there's lots of clones of the original Zero. And I think in one of the... I can't remember if it was... I think it's in 3 or 4. You actually fight Omega Zero, which I think is the original Zero.
Mm-hmm.
That was like locked away. But he's kind of a bit evil now because Zero actually was originally supposed to be an evil character, right?
Yeah.
Because
he's supposed to be like the reincarnation of Bass, isn't he?
Yeah, he was made by Wily. He was made as like the ultimate weapon for killing X. Or killing
Mega Man.
Who is recreated as X. Anyway, so the whole series is kind of based on being able to customize your guy, and he's trying to figure out kind of what's going on. It's got that Castlevania kind of feel where you have like an overworld map,
mm-hmm.
For part of the game anyway. A lot of it is, you know, stage to stage. It's a really, like, it's Mega Man X's core, not before they sucked, but it has kind of an interesting story where you're trying to stop, basically, the bad guys end up actually being clones of X. So
yeah, because he becomes he's like clone X or something like that or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's a clone of X who's by trying to protect the world. It's one of those he's trying to protect the world, but in a bad way.
Yeah,
like he's killing off humans, I think. So yeah, Zero basically is the just one in this one, kind of the reverse role. Zero is supposed to be the bad guy, but he ends up being the good guy, and basically the end result is taking down X, which. It's kind of a twist.
Yeah, I it's a series. I mean, I've only really played the first one, but I really liked what I played.
Well, see, the funny thing was is that you're a clone of Zero. You end up slowly finding that out, and most of the time with clones of robots, they usually realize, okay, I'm not the original, so I'm just supposed to do this dinky little whatever I was made for, mm-hmm. and I can never be the original. But he kind of breaks out of that and says, you know what, fuck you, original's gone, I will be the original because, you know what, the world needs to be saved. So, it has a hell of a lot more plot to it than the original X series.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, it's more RPG kind of thing where you can actually talk to people and all that and find out more info, so. But it has that core side-scrolling fast-paced action that X had in before it became 3D and Axel. it's almost the only thing I have to say with X series is just Axel. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
After the Zero series, there was actually a newer one that was on the DS only.
Battle Network? No, that was
that's
on
a
multiple
side
console.
One. That one's a side one. ZX, which is once again in the same universe, I think. I didn't get to play all the way through the first one. There's ZX and ZX Advent because I don't
heard of them, never played them.
They had the same style of gameplay from what I saw, but when I played the first one, I was like, okay, so I'm a kid that is running around, and apparently he can call upon... Basically, you transform into... you have, like, these metal alloys that can transform and turn into what they originally were from. So you have, like, the Zed model, and you have the X model. So mm-hmm. you can turn into X or turn into Zero. And the ZX one is, like, a combination of the two. And you can... When you beat bosses, rather than stealing their powers, mm-hmm. you actually, like, take their metal thing and you can temporarily, like, become them and then be them for parts of the stage. So it was really cool, but... It was very alien to me because I didn't know anything about the series when I came into it. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't beat the rest of the Zero series, right? So I was like, what the fuck is going on? Seemed cool, though. I mean, it's probably like $20 nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, then there's so many side series. There was the one based off of the newer cartoon, which was Battle Network, right?
Yeah, and it was like a Pokemon version or some shit like that? Or it was more like
Battle
an
Network,
RPG?
I think it was kind of... Which one did
I know it had a long-ass cartoon series that went with it.
Oh, yeah, the Mega Man Battle Network series. It was not bad, but it was kind of like they were called Net Navvies, which is what Mega Man was.
Actually,
they went on into the internet, basically. It was kind of like Reboot.
Yeah, it was weird. Actually, a girlfriend of mine, an ex-girlfriend, cosplays out of one of these... out of one of these Mega Man incarnations.
Oh.
She does a pretty impressive base costume, actually.
Yeah, how many was it? There was Battle Network 2, 3, Network Transmission, Battle Chip Challenge.
I remember there being
fuck
ton of Mega Man toys.
6. Fuck, there was a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember there being a crap ton of Mega Man Battle Network
for
toys.
Us not to even really know it. I think I played one or two of them. I didn't, like, play the whole thing, but...
I've got a Mega Man Battle Network bobblehead on my desk, which it's behind me. I got it out of Toys R Us because they were clearing them out.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know whether they're rare or not.
I doubt it. Not yet. Give it a couple years.
Yeah.
There was another... Wait... I have one at home that I was playing that's a more recent one. I don't think it was this. There's another series called Mega Man Star Force.
Yeah, I've heard of it, never played.
I think it was based off another one of the... a follow-up to the Mega Man Battle Network series. So yeah, it's still kind of based on that kind of universe.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you probably never really picked that up because we were nostalgic of the older ones.
Yeah, I think we just got older.
I do have one of them. At home, I think it's one of these newer ones. I played it. If it is the Star Force one, it's actually got like a RPG and its own unique kind of thing going. So it's the battle was basically you play as Mega Man,
mm-hmm.
and the enemies come kind of in like a turn-based style where there's slots of where you can stand. So you're like sitting on your side, and then they have their side, and then it's like 9 panels,
mm-hmm.
and the panels can be like destroyed, and when you do like say you do like the Z Saber or whatever, you could have like a wide sword, so it'll hit the first 3 in front of you, or if you have like the long sword, it'll hit like the 3 in front of you. It was really cool. It was kind of like playing an RPG and a tactics game at the same time. It was very interesting.
I'm just looking on eBay right now for fun, and I found a lot of the Mega Man Battle Network series, including Star Force.
That almost looks like the whole thing.
I think it is. Hope you got $500.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no. That's another thing, too. I would only ever be willing to pay top money for the Mega Man Originals boxed, the Super Nintendo, and the PlayStation 1's boxed.
Well, the DS and the Game Boy Advance are not old enough to be worth that yet.
Like, but that's not to say they couldn't be rare, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they just may not have sold well. Although, if that was the case, why the hell did they make so goddamn many?
I think they probably did sell well because it was tied to the cartoon, right?
So yeah.
A lot of people probably did get it.
Which, it's you know what? I can never find a torrent, not that I advocate piracy, of the Mega Man series.
Oh, the anime, yeah.
Yeah, I can never find Battle Network, but I can always find the Ruby Spears cartoon, which there's a famous Mega Man derp face. And Scott McNeil as Proto Man and Dr. Wily. which is hilarious.
Brittle Man, actually, that reminds me of something.
Because Dragon Ball?
Because I only played Mega Man 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Zero first. When I saw Proto Man in Mega Man 9, I was like, who the fuck is this Zero poser? And yet, technically, Zero is like the poser. I actually read another thing about Zero. Apparently, Zero was their original design for Mega Man, except the color scheme on the Nintendo couldn't handle it, so they made him blue and without all that extra shit. So Mega Man was actually born that way. Zero was like their original intention. That is why I say Marvel vs. Capcom got Zero. Because they're like, we actually like Zero better.
See, I'm okay with them having Zero, although I do want a Mega Man X.
They really should have added both of them, because...
I mean, although really, you do get his armor, so
that's
a okay.
Fucking cop-out.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, let's make Zero look like Mega Man just to tease everybody that wants Mega
Okay,
Man.
Fat Mega Man from Street Fighter X Tekken. That's a cock tease.
That was hilarious when I first saw that. I was just like, really? Really? Like, come on. It's like the box art ones. So he's all like fat and just...
I don't understand why Capcom treats this character with such disrespect now. Well, now, it was cool. There's something that they put in the background of MVC3. They have this Days of Future Past stage rip, and Mega Man is on the stage, and he's still alive. Like, in the Wanted poster, there's, like, slain, apprehended, blah, 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 and Mega Man's still alive. Like, I think over his it says, at large. And I think they were going to put him in, because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 never got the support it should have. We got two DLC characters, no DLC stages. That's a game that was delivered on broken promises.
Yeah.
And the Mega Man fighting games, frankly, are not that good. All they are, they're basically side-scrolling shooters that just, the bosses have really big life bars.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, on my arcade machine here, I've got Mega Man the Fighters 1 and 2.
I never played them.
Well, I'll be you can honest. You can turn on the arcade machine whenever you feel like.
Is it worth it?
Not really. It's kind of okay. Gay. But... I don't know. The Mega Man, there's been a lot of media surrounding it, too. And I think the media has treated it in some ways better, in some ways worse. Musically, it's been treated tremendously well with bands like the Megas, who just released their latest single, Fly on a Dog, which is from their upcoming History Repeating Red album, which will probably come out this year. History Repeating Blue came out last year. They're currently playing that on tour. I saw them perform it live at MAGFest this year. Fucking, I'm not even kidding. Tears of joy. That's how much it moved me, because that's how badass it was. And then there's bands like the Proto Man, Need I Say More, about them.
Even if you just go on fucking YouTube and just check out remixes of the old stages, you can find some really good fucking music.
Or people playing covers on guitars.
Yeah, like, it's just amazing.
Or, you know, this is like Mega Man has inspired so many artists, which is, like I said, really, really, really neat. Or if you browse websites like DeviantArt, you'll find some really talented artists. Like, there's somebody, I actually paid a guy last year to draw me a Proto Man inspired Airman. Fucking A, does this thing look cool? And he did a Proto Man inspired Gutsman, Iceman, and I think a Lechman, and just wow.
It's actually funny, the whole inspiration bit, because I actually credit getting into game design because of Mega Man X. Like, that's and like the everything Square Enix has done is basically my reason behind doing this shit. So it's definitely a series that's, it was great in its prime. I'm kind of, well, getting into this now, I'm worried about where it's going, or if it's even going.
Yeah.
How many games have been canceled in the recent years?
Well, Mega Man, what was it? Battle or Legends 3 got
shit
canned.
Mega Man Legends 3, yeah. The newest one that everybody was hyped about was Mega Man Universe. They canceled that.
I don't know if I'd call hyped for it, but the trailers were pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
We did get something for the iOS, and I think it sucks.
Yeah.
Mega
Man 9 and 10, they went back to kind of classic. It was good. Good move.
Yeah.
I would love to see that happen with X. somehow.
See, I'm really surprised they haven't done something like that or released the X. You know what? I would like. I would love for them to put Mega Man X on the 3DS Virtual Console, because you can do that. It will. It would totally run.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking Super Nintendo.
But yeah, I don't
like,
know.
I kind of regret the PlayStation 2 Mega Man X's. They weren't that great, but I would love to see like Mega Man X 1 through 5 remade and just throw it on the 3DS, throw it on Wii U if you have to. Send it to my iPhone, I don't care. Something. But yeah, I mean, this is the saddest thing. The most recent Mega Man that has come out and been really popular has actually been Mega Man 25th Anniversary, which was not made by Capcom. It was made by a fan, which you said you might know him, right?
Yeah, I think his name is Julian. I'm actually, like I said, by the time this episode airs, I will have played Star Wars with him. And you can find that on These Warriors Are Terrible. And I'm going to find out.
Self-promoting, yeah.
Fucking A. And I'll find out whether we did that or not. So, yeah, I'm... Don't know where I'm quite going with this.
Well, basically, the fucked up thing here is that the best Mega Man game in a long time has been made by a fan, but I do credit Capcom here for...
supporting them.
Yeah, they supported them. They were like, this was really good. We're going to release
not sue
it.
You.
Yeah, we're not going to sue you, and we're going to release it to the public and actually like get behind it. But see, there was also the creator of Mega Man. He left Capcom recently, so that's why I'm saying I'm worried for the future, right? Is the future going to be only fan made games? Is it like is Mega Man done? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, like I'm wondering what the hell they're gonna do with this franchise, because there's no shortage of Mega Man product out there right now. Like, I'm browsing eBay right now, and there are some phenomenal toys available for this. So the license is still going really strong.
Oh, it'll be Bandai. They love their toys.
But it's just, I don't understand why Capcom does not treat the character. I mean, 25th anniversary, we should have got a retail game.
Yeah,
You know, the Street Fighter X, or Mega Man versus Street Fighter, that should have been put on the 3DS.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
something.
Something should have been done by Capcom, not a...
a fan.
Yeah, well...
like I said, which is fine.
Oh, yeah, it's great that even was brought to light to everybody, because it's a great game. It's actually got a bit of difficulty in its the classic style. But it's just, it's ridiculous that Capcom hasn't... they're holding all their punches here. Like, they haven't done anything.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they're just not letting the license expand. However, they're, like I said, they're good with the fan community, because, like I said, games like Mega Man 25th, Mega Man Street Fighter X, whatever, and then groups like the Megas and the Proto Men, they let them openly use it. Mega Ran, the nerdcore rapper friend of this show,
basically what we're saying is Capcom is nice enough not to sue people.
Yeah, yeah, they're nice enough not to sue people. And they're happy to help you. I mean, Mega Man is actually officially licensed by Capcom. I mean, and his Splash Woman's theme was on WWE a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
So there's people support it. People believe in it, man. I just wish
everybody believes in the Blue Bomber.
Yeah.
Stop kicking him in the nuts.
Although I will say that I actually have one really cool piece of memorabilia from this. I actually have one of the Mega Man Universe posters and one of the arm cannons from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends went to New York Comic Con. I think I've still got it. God, I hope so. Somewhere. And I've actually had, I'm actually looking at a really cool Zero toy right now. I bet you want this fucker.
Oh, I'm kind of drooling over here looking at this.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. I've seen it on eBay. I've wanted to get them. I just, nah.
You're going to. You're going to find money.
I will fucking get one eventually.
Get your girlfriend to buy it.
I should.
Like, bitch, get me Zero.
Yeah, I mean, I would just really like to see something happen with Mega Man other than death.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, give us the collection. Here's what I think they should do. Release all the Mega Man games they can on the 3DS and the Wii U Virtual Console. Depending on how those sales do, the series that gets the most sales gets remade, rebooted in HD.
Fuck yeah.
That's what should happen. But you know what? They won't, because, like I said, the lead guy left Capcom, supposedly under bad terms. And I don't know. But it's not to say a series can't be rebooted without the original creator and have it not be good.
This is true.
You never know. So
it's... Well, I mean, if you think about it this way, he was really, like, the creator of Mega Man. He did really well with the first series, the first half of X, and then it started to slip. Whether it was his fault that it was slipping or somebody else, we don't know. But if it was his fault, maybe a new, fresh look from somebody else would actually benefit it.
Yeah, like I said, we're really just gonna have to see where it goes from here, and hopefully it goes well.
Hopefully.
So, I guess that's more or less pretty much going to do it for us for this edition. Obviously, we do want to hear from you. We'd love to hear your Mega Man memories. So, feedback at thisweekingeek.net or 817-717-7202. Let us know what you think, man. I mean, did Capcom do enough for 25 years?
I don't think so.
Neither do I, but...
We'd love to hear your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, what could we do as a crowd, maybe to do something really cool, crowdsource?
Mega Man Movement of 2014.
Or maybe do like a Mega Man documentary. I mean, it'd be really cool to do a fucking Kickstarter on this or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's an idea.
Maybe.
So, next time on The Prototype, we're going to talk about...
You almost said This Week in Geek.
Yeah.
I was just like,
technically.
No. Technically, we are in This Week in Geek, but... This is The Prototype.
We're going to be looking at franchises that either need to be rebooted, remade, or end. So, do you think there needs to be one less Halo? Does Call of Duty need to go to bed for a few years? Are you missing Tony Hawk, perhaps? All Activision franchises I've named so far. But, you know, that's what we're going to talk about. So, that'll be next week here on The Prototype. So
reboots, remakes, and cancellations.
It'll be good times.
It'll still be good times.
So, until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd with our illustrious host,
Jamie Johnston, and I will shoot you with my Mega Buster.
Choice sent to all about one that's destroyed.